We're doing Tehillim, wrapped to what's called the 69th chapter, Perek Samech Tet, Lam Natzeach Al Shoshanim LeDavid. The following song was written about Shoshanim. What are Shoshanim?
Roses.
Very good. Shoshanim are either roses.
Are people.
Or people who review Torah. Shoshana, what is the specific factor? What is the unique attribute of a rose?
Beautiful.
It's got thorns. And on top you have a flower.
Okay.
So too the people of Israel are all around, surrounded with thorns, but they have to produce that beautiful flower.
Right.
Our sages say this is a reference to the Sanhedrin. She-sho-nim, that used to review the words of Torah. The task of the Sanhedrin is to give over the oral law, and so they are the Shoshanim. They are those beautiful roses. And the simple interpretation is that they had a musical instrument that had the shape of a rose, and so it was nicknamed the Rose. So this song was composed to be played by that musical instrument called the Shoshanim. Hoshieni Elohim, save me Hashem, ki vaumahim ad nafesh, because the waters have reached the point that they're threatening my life. David is talking about the nations of the world. They are threatening the people of Israel. Tavati, I am drowning. Bivein mitzula, vein ma'omad. I am here, I am drowning, and I cannot stand. There is murky waters, bivein mitzula. Mitzula is the depths of the water. Yevein is the mud that's mixing into the water, and I cannot stand. Bati b'mama kemayim v'shibolet shetafatni. I've come to the depths of waters now, and in the depths it is most dangerous. And now there's a very powerful current. Shibolet is a powerful current that's washing me away. So here I am, the water's murky, the water's deep, the waters are rushing, and I'm sinking. I am the Jewish people. Yagati vekori. I'm worn down as I call out to you, Hashem. Nichal gironi. My throat is parched. Kalu einai. My eyes are worn. Miyachel Elohai, as I constantly look and wait and hope and anticipate, where are you, Hashem? As I look in anticipation, my eyes wear thin. How many years were the Jews mocked and scorned, and they kept saying, Hashem's on our side, and they kept being mocked, and yeah, really, prove it. Rabu misarot roshi, sonei chinam. I have more enemies than the hairs on my head, and they are all sonei chinam. They hate me for nothing. I've done nothing wrong to them. I've done nothing to merit that hatred. Atzmu matzmitai. What?
We help the world and all they do.
David is composing this chapter for all of Jewish history. In David's time, what did he know of these enemies that we've encountered over the centuries? Ah, that's what's prophetic of Tehillim.
In England, the biggest youth, the biggest student organization is going to make a demonstration on Student Day to boycott Israel. This is the future of England that thinks about us, not the present.
Atzmu matzmitai, oyevai sheker. Those who want to cut me down have been empowered. Those who are my enemies, oyevai sheker, over lies. I've done them no harm. And they're my enemies over lies that are spread about me. Asher lo gazalti az ashiv. And they make me return things that I never took from anyone. I didn't steal, and yet they make me give things back. Theoretically, it's returning, really. Now, our sages say the pasuk is speaking about our situation in exile, where we were forced to bribe our way to maintaining a simple business. We couldn't do anything without bribing the authorities, and we did nothing wrong. Elohim, ata yadata le'ivalti. Hashem, you know what I've done wrong. I'm not saying I'm perfect. You know what my transgressions are. Ve'ashmotai mimecha lo nichadu. And you know where I've erred. You know what my transgressions are. Nothing's hidden from you. And you know that whatever I've done wrong is does not warrant what I'm suffering at the hands of my enemies. Alievo shuvi kovecha Adonai Elohim Tzivaot. Hashem, people who want to have hope in you, they look to me. And so let them not be shamed. Let them see how you saved me, and then they will have reason to have hope in you. Alikalemu vimevakshecha Elohei Yisrael. Let those who seek you not be shamed, Hashem, the God of Israel. Ki alecha nasati chopah. Why am I carrying this shame? Why is it that everyone's putting me down and I put up with it? Because I am faithful to you. They wouldn't be antagonized to me if I would be one of them. The reason they're antagonistic is because I am faithful to you. And I've been covered with shame. My face is covered with shame. Muzar hayiti lehechai. My own brothers, the tribe of Yishmael, theoretically we're all Semites, and yet they view us as weird. The descendants of Esav, you'd say, we also have Aryan blood. No, you're a stranger. Why? They're jealous of me because of your home that's in my midst, be it the Beit HaMikdash, be it the shuls. Why do they have to break our shuls? Why? What was the point of Kristallnacht? Are we plotting things there? What's going on in a shul? We're learning to be ethical people. We're collecting charity. We're learning the Torah. What's the point of burning shuls? No, that's part of where the jealousy lies, in our shuls. The jealousy of your home, the fact that we maintain a real home for you, Hashem, that's what consumes me. And people are really upset at you, and so they let out their anger at you against me. And I'll fast and weep before you. And they look at me crying, and they blaspheme me for that too. I'll wear sackcloth as I try to do tshuva, to be a better Jew. And they just mock me. They say, look at that Jew. The judges who are supposed to represent honesty, even they speak about me. Ordinarily you think, why would a judge deal with a petty peasant? No, the Jew is worth talking about. And so even the people who consider themselves of importance will talk about him. It blew my mind that Obama was talking to, who was Prime Minister of England? Said he couldn't stand Netanyahu? It was France, Sarkozy. So one says he can't stand Netanyahu, another one says, imagine me, I have to talk to him every day, right? You ask yourself, why are you busy talking about Netanyahu? You got nothing better to talk about. I understand the mic was off. They weren't intending to be recorded. They thought no one would hear him. But that only makes it more mind-boggling. You got nothing better to talk about. What do we constitute in the world? Says David HaMelech.
It's such a small country, and people in the other countries say, such a small country. We thought it was as big as China, because it's in the news every day.
But England, you know, the students are the future. And then even thinking worse of Israel than the present government.
Don't worry about it.
They're the ones who are
going to be. Same thing, the colleges, everything.
Well, don't worry. Hashem will take care of them.
Unginot shotei shechar. The people.
Same plan is. Same plan is going to be many people going to lose their lives.
The people. The people who are drunk, they also talk about the Jew. Everyone's talking about the Jew. Shakespeare is living at a time where the Jew is banished from England, but he has to write Merchant of Venice. He's talking about the Jew. Why? Vani tefilati lecha. Oliver Twist. Oliver Twist. It's the Jew who's teaching the kids to rob there. Right? Wow. You guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah, why? V'ani tefilati lecha Adonai et ratzon. I pray before you, and I don't pay attention to how they mock me. And what I ask you, Hashem, is in your kindness, that my prayer should be at a favorable time. Elohim berov chasdecha, aneini bemet yishecha. Hashem, out of your great kindness, answer me and give me true salvation, because I know that there's all kinds of fake salvation in the world. I want yours, which is real. Hatzileni mitit ve'alit ba'ah. So I said I was sinking in this exile. I said I was sinking among the nations. Save me from these murky waters. I shouldn't drown. Inatzilami sone'ahai umimah makeimayim. Let me be saved from my enemies, from the depths of water. Al tishtefeini. Don't let the current wash me away. Shibolet mayim. Ve'al tivlaini metzulah. Don't let the depths of water suck me down. And don't let the well close itself over me. Answer me, Hashem, because your kindness is what's really good. I ask that you turn to me as you are so filled with mercy. Don't hide your face from me, who is your servant. I am suffering, Hashem. Please, be swift to answer me. Hashem, come close to my soul. Redeem me. Redeem me. Even if I'm not worthy, look at my enemies. They shouldn't say, ah, we overcame God, we overcame His people. Save me for that sake. Ata yadata, you Hashem, you know. Chilpati uvoshti, uchlimati. You know all the shame I've undergone. Negdicha kol tzorerai. It's revealed before you. You know how much I've been afflicted. Chirpa shavera libi va'anusha. My heart is broken. I'm at a point where I am deathly ill from the shame that they're shaming me. Va'kavelanud va'ayin. I had hoped maybe someone would comfort me. Maybe someone would stand up for me, but for naught. I had hoped maybe someone would be there to comfort me. Haven't found anyone. On the contrary, when someone's hungry and he's thirsty, so you give him normal bread. No. They gave me as a meal, recognizing I was hungry. What they gave me was rosh. Rosh is a bitter plant. If they see me thirsting, so they give me vinegar. Yes. Bara is a meal that's given to the hungry.
What's it called? Bara?
Bara. That's why you have the term Seudat Havra'a. Bara is a meal that's given to the hungry. Yehi shulchanam lifnehem lefach. So Hashem, you should punish them. If their tables are there to give me food, that'll torture me. They don't give me any food that I need. So then let their tables be their own entrapment. Velishlomim lemokesh. And if they anticipate peace, Hashem, you put stumbling blocks in their way. They should not attain peace. Techeshachna einayim mereot. May their eyes be darkened so they shouldn't see. Umot nehehem tamid hamad. And as they try to advance, let them stumble. Shefoch aleihem zaham mehecha. Hashem, pour out your wrath against them. Bacharon apecha hayasigem. Let your anger reach them. Titiratam neshama. Let their castles become desolate. Ve'olehem al yehi yoshev. Let their tents have no dwellers. Notice how he keeps going back and forth from the Arabs to the Christians. Oh. Yes? Their castles, their tents, their eyes, their wastes. We're continuing Pasuk Chavzayin, Ki Ata Asher Hikita Radafu, they give chase to the one that you hit. We, the Jewish people, you chose to punish us. You punished us a little bit, and they took it all out. And there are those who you, Hashem, you made us pained. You said we deserve punishment. But they, again, took it 10 steps forward. They tell one another, let's go to those that Hashem punished and let's hit them more. So the Navi is describing, they see that you've knocked us down, you've decided to punish the Jewish people, so they say, let's hit them when they're down. Hashem, you should calculate their sins one after the other. And so don't be pious with them. Punish them in accordance with their behavior. Erase them from the book of life. Here you have the book of life written explicitly in Tanakh. Don't let them be written with the righteous. Don't let them be written for life. And this is a great indicator for those who say that the book of life and death are not about life and death in this world, but rather the world to come. That seems to be what he's talking about here. Ani v'choev, and even though I am impoverished and I am suffering, Yeshuatcha Elohim tisagaveni, I can't overcome them on my own, but your salvation is what will give me strength. Alela Shem Elohim b'shir, I will give song to Hashem in praise. V'agadelenu v'toda, and I will exalt Hashem's name as I give thanks. V'titav l'Adonai mishol pa'al makrin mafris, and I know that my show of appreciation and my song is more precious before Hashem than the most honorable sacrifice. Ra'u anavim yismachu, and when those who are humble and modest will see my salvation, they will join me in happiness. Doroshei Elohim v'chi levavchem, those who seek out Hashem will have a renaissance, a rejuvenation of spirit. Kishomea elev yonim Adonai, it will become clear that Hashem is listening to those that are poor. Ve'etasira havlo vaza, and he doesn't mock those who have been, who he has placed in bondage. Yeah, we the Jewish people, we on the one hand we were placed in bondage. So the nations thought Hashem doesn't listen to them, he doesn't care about them. When he will save us, then it will become clear that no, even though he put us in bondage, he doesn't mock us. Yalelu shamayim v'aretz, and so the heavens and the earth will give praise to Hashem. Yamihim v'chol chomes bam, the seas and all living organisms. Ki Elohim yoshiat zion, because ultimately the salvation will not only be for the Jewish people, it will also be for the land of Israel. Hashem will save Zion. Ve'yivne arei Yehuda, and will rebuild the cities of Judea. Ve'yashivu sham v'yireshuha, and people will again dwell in Israel and will again inherit the land of Israel. V'zera avadav yinchaluha, and the descendants of his servants. Ultimately, the Jewish people's descendants will come back to inherit the land of Israel. Ve'avei shemo yishkenuva, and those that love Hashem's name, they will settle in the land of Israel once again. And so David, who is at the beginning of the golden era of the Jewish people in Israel, is composing a song about the exile that will take place centuries later and the renaissance that will ultimately happen when we merit coming back to the land of Israel. When you read through this psalm, it seems clear that David is not talking about the first exile. He is talking about the second exile. This didn't come true in the first exile. You didn't see the Persians or the Babylonians destroyed. Okay, the truth is the Babylonians, according to, we have two accounts of what happened to the Babylonians. One account is that they were heavily destroyed, and the other account is a little different. So I guess you could argue the case that it was talking about the Babylonians. But we take it to mean the great exile we were in the last two millennium.